one of the things, is playing Dragon Quest over the past few years is that I'm like, oh wow, Pokemon is like not just obviously all games, like to some RPGs to think, but like Pokemon specifically is pulling a lot of things from specific Dragon Quest mechanics, ideas, and stuff, and babyfying them.
Babyfying, but also I would argue streamlining in a way.
Yeah, to an extent.
Like the idea of, because Dragon Quest combat is often, not I guess always, but pretty frequently, like you could make arguments that like, oh, beginning chapters of chapters of the Chosen or whatever. But it was pretty frequently four party members versus a whole host of bad guys. And like you go, you know, each party member makes a move, the enemies make a move, and then you keep going like that. Where Pokemon, I think, streamlines it by making it either one-on-one or two-on-two. Where it's like, and I think that, I mean, all the babyfication, whatever, like they make it easier, they give you fewer choices. But I think that the ability to, like the speed at which battle changes in Pokemon, where it's like, oh, if this guy gets knocked out, I'm immediately going to a different guy and the whole, you know, scenario is different, I think makes it a lot more digestible for people who are not normally a big fan of, like, the amount of fucking waiting and the amount of fucking choices that you have to make during, like, a traditional RPG, like Dragon Quest.
That's fair.
Or, like, you know, Final Fantasy.
And that is why I am grateful a lot of recent releases to RPGs have added in the wonderful fast-forward feature where you can just press a button and the game goes faster.
I actually don't like that very much. I guess this might be just like a more RPG-focused episode in general, but I really, the idea of the fast-forward to me is so frustrating from time to time because like, I at this point in my life, when I was a kid, very much so. Right now, I'm not really somebody who plays video games for the story. So if that, I get it if like you are somebody who plays, you know, like, oh, I enjoy, you know, the world that they've built. I enjoy reading the dialogue. I want to get through that moment to moment. But for me, I'm like, if I'm playing one of these games, it's because I enjoy the feeling of playing the game. I enjoy the feeling of doing the combat. If you are making it so that I am incentivized to skip the combat, why am I playing your game? You know?
That's a fair argument.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of games that like feel the need to do that, unless they're remakes of old games and they're trying to keep some fidelity to the old systems that, you know, RPGs used to have to do, I don't see why they would not be better helped by just more strategic and fewer combats, you know? Like, if I'm constantly going to be, you know, going back through areas and like, oh, you know, these guys are so weak, it's wasting my time to fight them. Why have you built your game in a way that that happens? Why have you built your game in a way that I am forced to engage with all these combats? Wouldn't it be a lot easier? Maybe not easier, but wouldn't it be a lot more streamlined for you and a lot more enjoyable for me as the player to just make it so the combats have much, like way fewer combats to give way more experience and make focus on making those combats more playable.
I can definitely agree with that. I appreciate any point also when I get to a Dragon Quest game lets me cast the repel spell so you can sort of avoid the smaller, less meaningful encounter.
But even that, like, and this is something that I think a lot of the more recent Dragon Quest games have started to do that I think as a purist, when they started doing it, I was kind of like, I don't like this very much. It feels different, but I've grown to appreciate more is like, and Pokemon as well, showing enemies on the overworld so that like, if you want to fight, if you know like, oh, I have to level up here or, oh, you know, I have to farm for an item here, you can go after them, but it's not popping up randomly and just making you slog through stuff if you don't want to slog through stuff, you know?
That's true, yes. Yeah. I agree that, like, when that's done well, that is preferable.